Yeah, welcome in to the Double H Show. It's about 1 a.m. in the building today. We recording. This is the Double H Show with your host, Hunter Heisley. Man, I love this instrumental. We could just play this the whole show, man. Let's go. Behind Bars, look it up. It's made by Drake. Kills it. Probably my favorite song by him. Man, we had a crazy day in sports, especially here in Los Angeles. Dwight Howard is officially a Los Angeles Laker. No, I am not kidding. I am not joking. I am not playing a early April Fool's prank on you. It would be a way early April Fool's prank. But the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Dwight Howard to a non-guaranteed contract. Let's cut the beat. Let's cut this beat. A non-guaranteed contract. Meaning he's however he plays, he gets paid based on performance. Basically like everybody. It's basically a commission job. Look, you do good, you sell a lot, you get paid. All right, I'll cut you a check. You don't sell a lot, I'm not going to cut you that check. That's basically what the Los Angeles Lakers are doing. It feels like an ex-girlfriend coming back trying to earn her right back into your life. You know, you guys didn't break up because she cheated on you. But you broke up because there was something you thought was better. You couldn't handle the pressure of dating a nut 10. You know, Dwight Howard? We're just talking NBA player. If I had to rate him scale of 1 to 10 based on his skills, at the time, man, it was like an 8 or a 9. He was averaging 20 points, 12 rebounds every single game. He was a double-double machine. He rebounded the ball. Yeah, he sucked at free throws. So does every big man in the league. Right? Their hands are so big that the ball is so small that they can't even... Okay, I go ahead and laugh. But, you know, he can't shoot free throws. That's every big man. Martin Gortat can't shoot free throws. You know, all the big men, man. So, it's basically like, hey, look, we'll take you back. And by the way, if you guys don't remember, in 2012, 2013, Dwight Howard, the Lakers wanted to keep Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard couldn't handle the pressure. And he went to the Houston Rockets. Oh, I'm going to go ball out with James Harden. We're going to go win a championship. I don't want to be in the, you know, spotlight with Kobe Bryant. I don't think I can handle the pressure. I love to joke around, and I love to show up on practice on time. I don't like to show up early. You know, I like to go out at night. All of that stuff was not the Laker way at the time. And it's still not the Laker way. I mean, Kobe was there. You can imagine what would the shoot Kobe would talk about. Kobe would probably talk so much crap about Dwight, he wouldn't even want to come to practice. Dwight couldn't handle the spotlight at the time. The spotlight of Kobe. So he wimped out and he left. Most Americans would do it. If you're in a room full of greatness and you are insecure and you don't believe in yourself, you're going to leave. 100%. That's what I would do. I mean, I have more confidence in myself than a lot of people, but I would want to be in that room. But if I was Dwight Howard, feeling like he was feeling, I'm out. I'm going to Houston. Where I know I'm better than everybody else. I don't have to prove my worth. I can be the star player that everybody wants me to be. I can joke around and be my... No, man. If you want to get back together with the Los Angeles Lakers, which looks like you did on some stipulations. On some contingencies in that contract. Yeah, Dwight, come back. But we have a chance to cut you from now until January 17th. It's like being a little kid. Okay, Dwight, come to LA, behave, work hard. I know you lost 25 pounds or whatever the news reported. You're a good big man that can get boards on the offensive, defensive rebounds. You score 12 points a game, you get us 10 rebounds, you do a little double-double, and we're good. That's all we need you for. We don't need you for anything else. You don't need to be Superman. It would be cool to see LeBron throw a lob to you once in a while. But not every day. We can't. I need you to be a very minimal part of the Lakers team this year. We need a big man. The only reason why you're a part of our team is because Boogie Cousin got hurt. That's it. That's the only reason why you are there. Because somebody else got hurt. Now look, that's the next man up mentality. Welcome to Los Angeles, Dwight Howard. On behalf of me, the Double H Show, welcome to Los Angeles. Do not screw this up. Man, like I was saying before, whew, sheesh. I mean, if there was a Hard Knocks, and Hard Knocks, for those of you who don't know, is a reality show with the Oakland Raiders. Every year, an NFL team gets cameras followed through their training camp. Man, if I was a fly on the wall in the Lakers facility this season, I mean, those reporters must be salivating, ready to write those stories. Ready to write those stories. And poor Frank Vogel, man, he is not ready for all this LA stuff. He was a coach in Indiana. There's nobody in Indiana except for my favorite team, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Let's go Irish. But nobody else in Indiana. Who wants to go to an Indiana? Hey, guys, raise your hand if you want to go to an Indiana Pacers game with me. Nobody. Because who wants to go to Indiana? Nobody went to the games. Yeah, for the playoffs, they were pretty packed. You had Paul George, Frank Vogel. This is Los Angeles. This is Hollywood. This is the Staples Center. This is where champions were built. This is where back-to-back-to-back happened. Is Frank Vogel ready? And especially, is he ready to coach LeBron, AD, Dwight Howard, Rajon Rondo, star after star after star after star? Danny Green just won a championship. And you're telling me he's going to respect Frank Vogel? He hasn't won anything. He's won a playoff series. Shoot, I can go out there and win a playoff series as a coach. Hey, Bron, pick whoever you want. Your best four, include, and then you, and go out there and play some pickup basketball. They're good enough to just run the offense like that. Frank, if Frank Vogel tries to be extra and tries to do everything like I'm the man and everything, man, sit down. Let LeBron run this offense. Let LeBron run the defense, and you will be fine and keep your job. There's a couple ways this can go. The first way it can go is the Lakers can win the championship and then win another championship. I believe this team has the potential to go back to back. The second way it could go is everything hits the fan. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. The coach is in turmoil. Jason Kidd is fighting with Frank Vogel to try to get that head coaching position. LeBron is injured, or he's having the best season of his life, but Dwight Howard's being a little, you know, little girl like he usually was and just joking around on the bench when they're down by 30, you know. Rajon Rondo's being the hard-headed himself, trying to lead the team, even though there's four other people trying to lead the team. And it could just be a turmoil. We lose to the Clippers on opening night. We lose, you know, 25 out of 40 games. The season's over. And that would be worst-case scenario. But I can only see it going two ways. And nothing in the middle. I can see the really bad side, and I can see the really good side. So we're all spectators. We live in Los Angeles. And if you're not in Los Angeles listening to this, man, you better get your popcorn ready out on your TV and watch this clown show. I really hope it's not a clown show. I really hope Dwight Howard can mesh in with Anthony Davis and LeBron. I think he might start, because I want Dwight Howard to start only because I want JaVale to give that big boost of energy off the bench. Right? I want JaVale off the bench, and I want Kyle Kuzma that big burst of energy off the bench. Because we're going to need to make some runs, and LeBron's going to need to rest. So I kind of like those two guys coming off the bench. But we'll see again. Frank Vogel, there's not many ways you can screw this up. But I would not put it past you to find a way to screw it up. But much success to you, man. Much success to Frank Vogel, man. This team and this season is going to be extremely fun to watch. I think a lot of the writers and the media are ready to go, ready for that first game at Staples Center, Lakers versus Clippers. Man, the storylines before that, LA is going to be packed. Everybody and their brothers are going to show up to that game. Courtside seats, you're going to see Floyd Mayweather, you're going to see Jack Nicklaus, you're going to see all those celebrities ready to go, sitting down with their feet on the wood floors, saying what's up to LeBron during warm-ups. But there's Kawhi on the other side. It's going to be a crazy sight. That's all I got to say. But look, this is just a quick episode to let you guys know about the Dwight Howard deal. It's paid to play, basically. I'm sure Jeannie Buss warned Dwight Howard on don't be a clown when you're sitting on the bench. Be a professional. If we're losing by 20 points to the Clippers, I don't need you to be sitting there joking around. You know, I think that was part of the problem. And I hope it all works out. There's going to be a more extended podcast coming out about all this, and more Notre Dame podcast coming out. So every Friday night, listen to my, you know, late night sessions, basically, of the Double H Show. We are ending this podcast at about 1:30 a.m. So if you guys are listening to this, turn up, have a nice day, and Let's get this Behind Bars instrumental out here to take us out of this night, man. Have a good night, guys. Drive safe. Work out hard. Wherever you're listening to this, I do appreciate it. Go ahead and share. Like. I'm on Spotify too, not just on Apple. Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere podcasts available. So go ahead, don't be selfish. Tell your friends and family about me. Tell them to just go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel too, The Double H Show, the word, and then two H's, and then show. Thank you all for listening. Have a good night.